Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Storyboards with Astarcombe, brought to you by a team of voices. A team of voices is located on allpoetry.com, the largest poetry site in the world. It is free to join. We have shows every night of the week with different themes and different hosts. Team of Voices is sponsored by AP Taylor. And of course, thank you both to AP and Deborah Lee for running the blog talk page, running the group and the blog talk page so we can geek out live. I am your host, Sky, and tonight on Storyboards, we are wrapping up our core Star Wars volume, volume number 35, Rise of Skywalker. Super excited. It's been a long journey. And it will be sorely missed, but we will see it again next May. Probably not this May. I might be skipping it this May. But come back next May. We'll be back to May the Force be with you. And, of course, we opened up with John Williams and a little bit about John Williams. He was born John Towner Williams in 1932. He's an American composer and conductor in a career that has spanned seven decades and He has composed some of the most popular, recognizable, and critically acclaimed film scores in cinema history. He has a very distinct sound, which mixes romanticism, impressionism, and atonal music with complex orchestration. He is most known for his collaborations with Steven Spielberg and George Lucas, and has received numerous accolades, including 26 Grammys, 5 Academy Awards, 7 BAFTA Awards, 3 Emmy Awards, and 4 Golden Globe Awards, with 54 Academy Award nominations, second only to Walt Disney, and is the oldest Oscar nominee in any category at age 91. I do have to apologize in advance. I am still recovering. I was sick and feeling better, but still a little bit in my sinuses, but my cough and throat feels better. So I hope you guys can bear with me for the evening. Of course, we have poetry, and we have Star Wars clips. I always like to bring you through the show or the movie or the book or anything that we're featuring so that you guys can enjoy pieces of it via audio. And of course, I'd like to welcome on my unofficial, official right-hand man. And I was trying to see if I can get something. I don't know. Maybe. Yeah, I don't know. I wasn't prepared for this. Let's see. Here we go. I don't know. I just went with it. Pick anyone. How you doing, Rack?
I'm good. And you know that's kind of close to home for me. Because that expression that used to be connected to the X-Files, I want to believe that holds true to so many situations. So I really love that.
Awesome.
I want to believe.
Awesome. I was like, what can I impress here? How you doing tonight?
I'm all right. You know, like you, trying to. I'm sick too, but in a different way.
Well, for someone who's still recovering, I was very busy today. I literally just sat down and ate dinner, and it consisted of toast with flaxseed and an orange because I had to do something quick. But the toast,
wow.
the toast has like 9 grams of protein because it's like chickpea toast or whatever. I don't know.
Right.
So I don't feel so bad, but I literally just sat down. I got so much done today. I feel really good and accomplished. But I literally got home at 6 and have been doing things till 9. And was able to get on the computer at about 9:15 and eat my toast. I don't even think it was 9:15. I think it was like 9:25 actually. 9:20. My toast 10 minutes before the show. But I'm glad to be here. And I don't want to say the words, but we're going to end when we end. Who knows what it is? I really don't. We really are going early because we're starting at 9:30 and I am not going past 11 for any circumstances at all. So we won't be on for the 2 hours because I have to wake up extra early tomorrow. So even I have to do something really, really early in the morning. I never go past 11, Rack. When I start at 9:30, I don't go past 11. If I'm on here past 11, like Pretty Bird show must be on and I must be saying hi and she's keeping me on against my will. That's it. It must be Sunday night, and she's roping me into it. Those are the only times I stayed up past 11. Ah, my. All right, well, I'm going to kick off with a clip right away because I'm not staying up past 11.
Who are you convincing?
I'm convincing you.
Okay.
I think the few times that I usually start at 9, but the few times when I started at 9:30, I was off the air at 11, so I'm pretty. Where are all my clips? I have all my clips in for March. I'm very ahead here, so I'm. where do I need to be? I'm so excited for Musical March. I'm sorry I had to cancel, guys, yesterday. I'm going to see when I can redo the Warlock show, but I couldn't. I was still coughing. My throat was still terrible, and I just couldn't. I couldn't do it. I just couldn't do it. Well, let's see. I'm sorry?
You sorry you couldn't do the Warlock show. I said they put a spell on you.
Yeah, a sick spell. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and press my first clip, sit back, enjoy, and then we've got some, we do have a poem tonight, so I'm excited. But here we go.
Snoke trained you well.
I killed Snoke. I'll kill you.
My boy, I made Snoke. I have been every voice
you have ever heard inside your head.
Final order will soon be ready. It will be yours if you do as I ask. Kill the girl. End the Jedi. And become what your grandfather Vader could not. You will rule all the galaxy as the new Emperor. But beware, she is not who you think she is.
Who is she?
You're on mute.
Be with me. They're not with me. Ugh. Ray. Be patient.
Starting to think it isn't possible. I hear the voices of the Jedi who came before.
Nothing's possible.
Nothing's impossible. I'm going to run the training course.
Thank you.
BB-8, I'm so sorry. Didn't finish the training course. Got distracted. I'm just not feeling myself. I know it looks like I'm making excuses.
Don't tell me what things look like. Tell me what they are.
I think I'm just tired. That's all. General, the Falcon still hasn't arrived. Commander's asking for guidance. I will earn your brother's saber. One day.
Save us for me?
No, you can't do it for me.
Never underestimate a droid.
Yes, Master. What's the message?
We've decoded the intel from the First Order spy, and it confirms the worst. Somehow Palpatine returned.
Wait, do we believe this?
It cannot be. The Emperor is dead.
Dark science. Cloning. Secrets only the Sith knew.
He's been planning his revenge. His followers have been building something for years. The largest fleet the galaxy's ever known. He calls it the Final Order. In 16 hours, attacks on all three worlds begin. The Emperor and his fleet have been hiding in the unknown regions on a world called Exegol.
Exegol does not appear on any star chart, but legend describes it as the hidden world of the Sith.
There are always whispers.
So Palpatine's been out there all this time, pulling the strings.
Always in the shadows from the very beginning.
If we want to stop him, we must find him. We must find Exegol.
General, can I speak with you? I know how to get to Exegol.
Tell me.
Luke searched for it for a long time. He nearly found it. There are ciphers here I can't read. But he said to get there, you need one of these. A Sith Wayfinder. They're compasses that lead the way to Exegol. To stop what we both know is coming. I need to finish what Luke started. Find Exegol. Find the Emperor.
No.
I don't want to go without your blessing, but I will. I will. It's what you would do.
We have a spy in our ranks who just sent a message to the Resistance. Whoever this traitor is won't stop us. With what I've seen on Exegol, the First Order is about to become a true empire. I sense unease about my appearance, General Hux.
About the mask? No, sir. Well done.
I like it.
Forgive me, sir, but these allies on Exegol, they sound like a cult. Conjurers and soothsayers.
They've conjured legions of Star Destroyers. The Sith fleet will increase our resources 10,000-fold. Such range and power will correct the error of Starkiller Base.
We'll need to increase recruitments. Harvest more of the galaxy's young.
This fleet, what is it, a gift? What is he asking for in return?
Prepared to crush any worlds that defy us. My knights and I are going hunting for the scavenger. Palpatine wants you dead.
Serving another master?
No. I have other plans. I offered you my hand once. You wanted to take it. Why didn't you?
You could have killed me. Why didn't you?
You can't hide, Rey. Not from me.
I see through the cracks in your mask. You're haunted. You can't stop seeing what you did to your father.
Do you still count the days since your parents left? Such pain in you. Such anger. I don't want to have to kill you. I'm going to find you, and I'm going to turn you to the dark side. When I offer you my hand again, you'll take it.
Will he?
Report, General Pride.
There's been a development, sir. The Knights of Ren have tracked the scavenger
to a settlement called Kajimi. Shall we destroy the city?
Take them away. Terminate them.
Tell me where you are. You don't know the whole story. It was Palpatine who had your parents taken. He was looking for you. But they wouldn't say where you were. So he gave the order.
She isn't on, Jekyll. She's gone.
Why did the Emperor come for me? Why did he want to kill a child? Tell me.
Because he saw what you would become. You don't just have power. You have his power. You're his granddaughter. You are a Palpatine. Doesn't know is we're a dyad in the Force Ray. Two that are one.
You
and take the throne. You know what you need to do. You know.
Awesome. I hope you enjoyed that. And we do have another caller, and, you know, I just had to press this. I don't know. Here we go.
Here we go!
Hey, Hatter. Hatter?
Unmuted. Yeah, I muted myself when I called him. Yeah, I'm fine. Thank you for asking.
Good. I was just about to press this button.
Bueller.
If you didn't answer, that's what I was going with.
What did they say? I can hardly hear that.
Let's see. Well, I put it down because a lot of people say my clips are too loud, so I lowered all my stuff.
Yeah. It's hard to gauge because everything's different and it's so touchy.
Yeah, well, someone was listening to it a while back, and they were like, you know, when you talk, you're low, and then the clips are loud, and I have to keep on adjusting it all the time. So I try to, I haven't listened to a playback yet. I tend to not want to listen to myself, so I tend not to listen to playback, but I'm going to have to see how it's working. Okay, I'm going to turn it up a little bit for you.
Bueller.
Bueller. Is that Bueller's day off or something?
Yeah. Because you weren't answering me, so you know when he was like calling him and you weren't answering me, so it's not funny if I have to explain it, Hatter. How's it going?
Oh, I was trying to write something for the Skywalker show here and trying to finish it. I don't know how to do it, but. Is that the one you're having, or you just transferred your last one that got postponed?
I'm going to see about doing the last one. The one that I postponed, I'm going to see about doing Friday. So if you could hold that one till Friday, tentatively, I'd have to wait for a response from Deb, but she had asked me if I wanted Friday earlier this month, and I was like, 3 in 1 week? I don't know. And Friday night, I usually don't do anything on the shows Friday night because a lot of the times I have my goddaughter and I like to focus on her when she's here. But I think I'm going to try to make it up Friday. So you could either A, bring me your Star Wars poem that's not finished, or A, finish it, or B, you can bring me another poem, and then throughout the show, if you finish it, you could bring that. You can bring that second one before we go. So you're totally up to you. But, I mean, if you really want to read me your Warlock one, you can. But I'm going to try to see about doing the show Friday.
Yeah, I believe I posted it on that page. So
you don't want to hold it till the show, or are you going to bring it
post-time? Leave it for that show. I'll try to finish this one.
All right. Okay. Do you have Do you have another poem right now that you want to share, just while you're finished that? One or two a poem? Anything?
Let me save this one for a second here. Okay.
Bueller.
Bueller. While you're looking for something, I'm just going to play shows. So, tomorrow night, there's nothing up for tomorrow night. So, well, because...
Tomorrow should be sweeping, no?
It should be... Oh, you're on Friday, Hatterit. Oh, you did take Friday, so never mind. I won't take Friday because you took Friday. I'll probably postpone it next week then. I'll figure it out.
Nothing of mine is set, I don't believe. I mean, if you wanted
to take it, it says Friday, world.
Right. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. No, have it. Yeah. I didn't know if it was filled. I'm going to have to send her a message. I see it's filled now because she had asked me earlier. Okay, so there's nothing up. Sweet Pea is on tomorrow, but there's nothing up yet. So stay tuned for Sweet Discussions. And then Friday, you are on, Hatter, The Strange World Around Us. With everything going on in the world around us, the strangest things are happening. From cryptic sightings to technology learning, how to think. Anything from the past, present, future will be discussed. So awesome. Join Hatter on Friday. And then Saturday, Open Poetry with A.P. Taylor, Jay Hatter, and Deborah Lee. And they go live depending on, just stay tuned for that live date time. It's usually about 9. And it's open poetry, so bring your open poetry. They love SoundCloud, so if you can't call, try to bring a SoundCloud. And then on Monday, Personal Prop Monday, Laura Zombie Art. And there's lots of things you can choose from. Deborah Lee goes live at 10. It's Personal Prop Monday. So every poet gets their own picture. Just go on and save the one that you like. Of course, she has a word bank of all her beautiful colors. It is optional. And usually a lot of people sign up for that one, so go check it out. And then, are you on Rec Tuesday? It says your topic board's up. Rec and Tour?
No, I'm not doing hosting anymore. I'm just... hanging out, I'm
okay.
I don't like, the idea of doing a show and not being able to comment and everything, really, I don't feel right, so.
Okay, well, you got a topic board up there, so you got to figure that out. Wednesday is me, so Wednesday, we're back to me. Yeah. Actually, I don't have a show up for that at all, actually. I don't have my show up because that was just something I don't have. So I might postpone the D&D show for that Wednesday. We'll see. So we'll see what's going on. So stay tuned. Stay tuned. That was the worst plugging ever. We're a mess. We're a mess right now. Stay tuned. We're here. We're here. Hang out. But... just so you know, March is coming up, and I do have a musical March. I'm celebrating a bunch of musicals. I'm about to put the topic boards on the topic board, for lack of a better word. So check that out. Stay tuned. I'm super excited. I don't know how I'm going to fit the songs in the one show. I don't really know how I'm going to do that, but we'll figure it out. And Hatter, I see that you have a poem. You can go ahead and
see a dart.
Read it.
Yeah. See a dart.
Okay.
So this is where it landed. It's called This Morning My Dog Asked Me. It goes like this. This morning my dog asked me if I had seen the news, man killing man again, what are you going to do? This morning my dog asked me if I had heard of all the names of those that gave their lives for me. Isn't it a pity? Isn't it a shame? He wondered why I sat here day after day, listening but not hearing, with nothing much to say. My dog said he was happy, and he's glad it isn't me, how I did absolutely nothing, like it was all make-believe. My dog told me this morning that he made peace with the cat. They both agreed to tell me they smell a dirty rat. My dog asked me this morning what I was going to do. He said that he would have my back if I ever got a clue. End poem.
To have no opinion is to have no life. Okay. That's the prompt. I like it.
That was the prompt.
First of all, awesome picture that you've got going on over there. Yeah, I like it. Yeah, it's clever. I like how you go into the cat and the dog and how they're both kind of turning and taking sides with each other after a while. And and I like the loop with the morning. It was very rhythmical. And right here, listening, this is the part where the prompt came in, I think, in a cool way. He wondered why I sat there day after day, listening but not hearing, with nothing much to say. And I think that's a really truthful stanza for many people, because sometimes we're stuck in this loop and there's a difference between listening and hearing, for sure. And you can be like, oh, yeah, I'm listening. But no, you're not hearing me. You're not understanding. You're not comprehending. Or a lot of people tend to listen, and then they gear up for what they're going to say while the other person is still talking. And you can't really think of what you're going to say back if the other person is still talking. Your brain isn't really focused on what they're saying. It's focused on how you're going to reply. Therefore, you're not really hearing the person as well as you should. And that's a trait that even sometimes I catch myself in, because someone says something, I jump right in and I think about it, and I have to reel myself back. Nope, not yet. Just focus on listening. And then, of course, with nothing much to say, because how many people do say things that kind of goes on the board of what I just said, too. Yeah. What's with all the noises here? You making puppy noises? Awesome poem. Raconteur is, I'm not a good chomping at the bit to say something. What do dogs do? He's a better punny guy than I am. Raconteur, what do you think?
Oh man, I love this, because dogs are so expressive, and it's even a poetic device sometimes to humanize, personify, you know, animals and things like that. So kudos for that. I mean, everyone's wondered what their dogs are thinking sometimes, or people, you know, not just wonder, they swear they know, you know, and you know, I've seen people have conversations with the dog, and you don't think, you know, oh, he doesn't understand, and the dog does exactly what you say. So that's an amazing thing sometimes. There's a degree of understanding there that goes beyond comprehension, I think, because, you know, you don't know what's going through their heads, because they can't really articulate it, but they don't need to necessarily say something to explain what they're thinking. And you've got that all caught up beautifully in the poem. And, you know, if you want to get philosophical about cats and dogs and things like that, you brought that in there too. You know, there's that never-ending, you know, supposed war. But, you know, the dog made peace with the cat. And there are cats that get it along with dogs and vice versa. You know, it's a personality thing too. And I think it's also, you know, a reflection on the owner, because sometimes, you know, they force things, or they have a way of coaxing them out and calming them down and getting them to play together. You know, all that comes into you know, the thoughts of what you wrote. You know, you're talking about listening, and you know, there's an iconic image of the dog with the Victrola cocking his head and listening to the antique stereo, you know, phonograph with that big speaker, and you know, the dog's listening. And you wonder what they process sometimes, and you know, half the times they'll do something you swear it's intentional. So I love your piece for that. You know, our relationship with our animals, it's just, you know, it's really they're family. They're not just pets. They're family. You know, some people can treat them like pets, but you know, to me, you know, an animal is part of the family, and you know, they know better than they let on, I think, too. You know, they know when you're hurting. They'll come and they'll cuddle you, and they'll you know, touch, you know, they'll literally reach out with their paw and like, you know, tentatively try and test the waters and things like that. It's lovely. I enjoyed your piece very much, Hatter.
Yeah, thanks. You know, it's the our pets that know us the best. I mean, they've witnessed it all, whether they can process it or not. That was sort of my angle. Somebody else is a witness to what you do and what you don't do.
Yeah. I'm so weirded out when dogs follow you in the bathroom and all everywhere. I'm not okay with that. I want my privacy. Go away. And I know you still have another one that you're working on, so we will get that one in. I'm going to go ahead and press my next clip, and then we'll do another poem. We'll go from there. I do have a poem from Deb. I'm not sure if she's calling. I think I'm going to read for her. But here we go. Here's the next clip.
I don't know why they're not following us, but I don't trust it.
Landing gear's busted. How busted?
All that matters is the wayfinder finding Exegol.
That's what we're doing.
He killed my mother. And my father. Going to find Palpatine. And destroy him.
Wait. That doesn't sound like you. Ray, I know you.
People keep telling me they know me. I'm afraid no one does.
The Jedi apprentice still lives. Perhaps you have betrayed me. Do not make me turn my fleet against you.
I know where she's going. She'll never be a Jedi.
Make sure of it. Kill her.
Hey, kid. I miss you, son. So does Deb. Mother's gone. But what she stood for, what she fought for, that's not gone. Ben, I know what I have to do, but I don't know if I have the strength to do it.
Weapon deserves more respect.
Master Skywalker.
What are you doing?
I saw myself on the Dark Throne. I won't let it happen. I'm never leaving this place. I'm doing what you did.
I was wrong. It was fear that kept me here. What are you most afraid of? Because you're a Palpatine. Leia knew it too.
She didn't tell me. She still trained me.
because she saw your spirit, your heart. Ray, some things are stronger than blood. Confronting fear is the destiny of a Jedi. Your destiny. If you don't face Palpatine, it will mean the end of the Jedi. And the war will be lost. There's something my sister would want you to have. Last night of her training. Leia told me that she had sensed the death of her son at the end of her Jedi path. She surrendered her saber to me and said that one day it would be picked up again by someone who would finish her journey. 1,000 generations live in you now, but this is your fight. You'll take both sabers to Exegol.
I can't get there. I don't have the Wayfinder. I destroyed Ren's ship.
You have everything you need. They don't have long. No one is coming to help them. And you are the one who led them here. Strike me down. Take the throne. Reign over the new empire, and the fleet will be yours. Only you have the power to save them. Refuse, and your new family dies. Together, die together. The life force of your bond. A diamond in the force. A power like life itself. Unseen for generations. And now, the power of two restores the one true emperor. the last Skywalker. Do not fear that feeble attack, my faithful.
Nothing will stop the return of the Sith.
My systems are failing.
No one for so long. Who are you?
I'm Ray.
Ray who?
Ray.
Rey Skywalker.
Spoiler alert. She took their surname. Mm-hmm. Should have said the spoiler alert earlier. All right. I hope you enjoyed that. And hope you enjoyed. So I did leave some stuff out. So I can't follow all the storylines. So I just picked one to follow. So I hope you enjoyed. I do have a poem by Deborah Lee that I will be reading before Hatters. And congrats, Deborah Lee, for the silver in my contest that I ran for this. And this is, she wrote to the quote, "She will always be with you. No one's ever really gone." So, and then she had a secondary prompt. "I may have died, but I've gone nowhere. I just think of me, and I'll be there by the escape club." So that was the secondary prompt. Okay, so here we go. This is "Picture Me Soaring Everywhere" by Deborah Lee. Mountaintop high or seabed deep, on velvet skies or deep in sleep, if you fall and as you leap, just picture me through it all, through the big and the small. Whisper to the opal clouds floating above, with the butterflies and the silver dove. All around this world, find me everywhere, soaring high and filled with love. In raindrop rings stripped on an opaque streams, or in salt water splashes, sunshine and snow, in a blinding whiteout blizzard breeze, I'll fly overhead, everywhere you go. Feathers swiftly glide, cruising on the air. This body's died, but my light's everywhere. Call out for me, and within a blink, my platinum wings will fly me there. Sorry, my platinum wings will fly me there. Sorry, I'm not sure. I messed that up on that. Or if it's missing the W. This was wonderfully done and beautiful. It reminds me of, you know, when they, and I know, Hatter, you've never seen the film, but you know, Rack, when they die and they become part of the Force, they like let themselves go willingly and then just go part of, as become part of the Force. It reminds me of the idea of when they come back, like, you know, even though Han wasn't a Jedi, he still came back to talk to his son. And then, of course, he wasn't surrounded by the Force. They did it a little bit different, but he was still that memory. He was still in Ben's memory. And then when they do other Jedis, when they have the Force surrounding them and they come back and talk to them like they did in Yoda and this one, and of course they did with Luke Skywalker, they did with this one as well. It reminds me of that idea that you take, well, they die, but they're still within the Force. And the way that she describes it in all the bits of nature, I think it wonderfully connects to that. And then taking it out of context for, you know, Star Wars, saying, okay, putting Star Wars completely aside and reading this just as it is, it's a beautiful sentiment to the ones that we lose and that we love in our personal lives. And we can think of that however we can connect it to kind of with a Force or through nature, through the surroundings or whatever you believe in. And there's so many ways you can take that. This is such a beautiful rite. And even though it's on a sadder topic with losing someone, it still has such comfort in it and be like just comfort. You just feel like you're wrapping yourself in a blanket, even though it is about loss, because of the fact that she mentions, you know, everywhere you turn, I'm going to be there. So really, really well done. Thank you so much. Rack and Tor, what do you think?
You know, to kind of expand on that idea, I think of it like, you know, the things that touch you in your life, you know, you're infused in that in a sense of anyone that knows you knows that, like, you know, oh, you know, you really like pictures, you really like flowers, you really like kayaking or something like that. So when they see that, you know, there's a bit of you in that. So that's why you are there, because, you know, when the way that it touched you, you touched, you know, you put a piece of yourself into it too, you know? So, that's how I take that kind of a thought. And then, you know, again, to me also, you know, that's what Star Wars, when they talked about the Force, you know, the Force is all around you, you know, that's kind of what they were talking about, you know, everything. The Force was in everything and through everything, and, you know, that kind of a thought too. So it extends itself, that the Star Wars kind of a thought, you know, depending on your perspective, I guess, you know, extends itself to thinking like that. And, you know, the way Deb writes, you know, I want to go, yo, Deborah, and see if she pops up. You know, she's like, just call and I'll be there. But, you know, I guess she took that from the lyrics too. But, you know, I always like that kind of sentiment too, because, you know, it reminds me of growing up as a kid in Brooklyn. Everyone's mother would hang out the window around supper time and you know, hey, get home, dinner. Anyways, it was a beautiful piece, and there was a lot of nostalgia in it for me and a lot of you know, philosophy as well. And comment.
I got dropped and had to call back in.
I muted myself. And then this is the first time I muted myself on my phone tonight. I was muting myself to the studio, so I forgot. I wasn't paying attention. Excellent comment, Iraq and Tor. Hatter, what do you think?
Yeah, I love the way Deborah writes, and I do love that picture. You could look at that so many ways. I like your interpretation, you know, being a part of the your essence, or whether it be a part of the forest or into the forest. And what was that?
Definitely.
What was that referred to? Was that a movie you were talking? You knew I hadn't seen it.
Star Wars.
Oh, okay.
Oh, sorry. I know you've seen the first three once, so I don't know if you remember.
That's it.
But Obi-Wan moves into the Force, and he just kind of, a lot of people just go, Qui-Gon Jinn. Well, he didn't go into the Force. He actually died, but he comes back as the Force. But Obi-Wan kind of just faded. Like, he just kind of like poofed, and he was gone. anyway, thank you so
much,
Deb. Look
like when you're radioactive, when you're running.
All right, Hatter, you are closing out. Now, you've got a lot on your shoulders, because this is the last poem, the Star Wars poem, in our core volumes. So
this is it, huh? Okay.
Use the Force, Hatter.
I feel the Force. Okay, where is it? Not that one. And there it is. How galaxies are saved. It's the Skywalker generation thing I was trying for, so here we go. I watched a generation that still had some imagination and could dream a dream out loud. Centered but off is what was lost, standing there so proud. A Skywalker suit with laser in hand, a little bit to a full-grown man. Everything was real if you listened and watched how galaxies are saved and planets lost. Flying spaceships on ceilings to know what the meaning is. Fighting for the right to say, tripping on things getting older will bring on a planet so far away. and poem.
I love it. I think that is a wonderful poem way to end, because it's like bringing us back to the appreciation for films that were, you know, when you say, oh, have you seen this or have you seen this? And, you know, a lot of the upcoming generations haven't seen. And I'm getting to the age where, like, I'm just starting to feel it. Where, you know, because I'm teaching upper grades, I'm teaching, you know, I'm in the schools and I'm with fifth graders. And it's like, it kind of is just hitting me where I say something and they have no clue what I'm saying. Like, they have no clue. Because they've never seen it or they don't know what it is. And it's in my generation, and I don't think it's that long ago, but, you know, and I was born in the mid-80s, but I was a 90s baby because, you know, you don't remember when you're four. So even if I was born in the 80s, I don't remember the 80s because I was, four at the end. So I would say more I was a 90s child, and I think about that, and I don't think it was that long ago. But it's just taking that turn, I believe, for me that it's starting to hit, like, I'm old, and the kids don't know what I'm saying. they don't get it. I'm old to them, but I don't think I'm older than them. Yeah.
That's the gap. That's the gap.
Yeah, it's the gap. The gap is just starting to show for me. And it might have been there for a little bit, and I haven't noticed, but it's really kicking in the last –
yeah.
Really kicking in right now.
I think the person getting older is the last to realize. Everybody else knows already.
So when you speak of a Skywalker, where was it? Everything was real if you listened and watched how galaxies were saved and planets lost. And it just, I don't know, it just strikes me as very nostalgic. Like, this is something that is timeless, but it also shows a different generation of what films were. And I'm not saying films aren't good today, because they're still making Star Wars. And luckily, a lot of kids do know what Star Wars is because it's still continued. But there's a lot of good shows and good films that haven't been rediscovered yet that kids don't know. So, I mean, a lot of kids do still, if I say Star Wars, they know. The kids are still singing the Imperial March in class, and I think it's so great. they just start out of nowhere, like, bomb, 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 and I'm like, oh, my gosh. So it is still very present. However, you know, there's something to say about the originals. There's always where it stemmed from, where it came from, and I don't know. This is just so wonderfully nostalgic. I think it is a really great poem to end with, and thank you so much. And Black and Tor, what do you think?
You know, the first thing that comes to mind is, Stephen, my Star Wars, Han shot first.
Yeah.
it's like the canon, and then they change this and revisionist that and everything. You know, you're talking about, you know, that gap, but you know, I had us paying tribute to the series altogether, and you know, it's a beautiful thing. You know, they talk about this to me is what they mean when they say, you know, a cult classic. You know, and the cults are very, you know, I have to say they're very generational too. So, you know, what might be a cult classic for one, you know, the other person might appreciate it, but it doesn't mean the same thing to them, because, you know, that their history and growing up and their experiences are wrapped differently. So, you know, when you have something like Star Wars, you know, that kind of stretches across, that it could be, you know, a classic for more than one generation, but at the same time, for different reasons. So it touches life in a lot of different ways, and I think it does a great job, you know, being a cowboy story, kind of, you know, the pioneering the, you know, going around and blazing trails, and even the wars between each other and the conquering,
It just feels like, you know, pioneering and planting your flag, you know. It was a cool series, and did a wonderful job paying tribute to it.
Thank you, Rackensor. Excellent. And thank you so much, Hatter. And because I said I was not going past 11, and I'm not Rack. I am actually. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to say my thank yous, but I'm going to play the after show clip before my closeout music, okay? Because I do have an after show clip, but I'm going to break the rules a little bit, and I'm going to play it before my music. And if you ever, by the way, Hatter, I put that on my recommended list. I love that one. If you remember when I did the SNL Kylo Ren workplace, you know, do you remember that one? Well, they did a Where Are They Now? They did a part two after, it was actually after the second installment, but, you know, we're going to play it now. So it's after, you know, he cut Snoke in half for Rey. Well, not, yeah, we got for Rey because he told Snoke told him to kill Rey and said he killed Snoke. So so this is a Where Are They Now from that. So Hatter, thank you so much. I'm going to play this first and then I'll say my thank yous. And I hope you guys enjoy this because it's hilarious. So I'm having a hard time finding anything today. Okay, here we go.
5 years ago, Supreme Leader of the First Order, Kylo Ren, went undercover in his organization and pledged to change his company for the better. Tonight, we'll find out if he kept his promise in an Undercover Boss special. Where Are They Now, Kylo Ren?
I'll say it. I haven't been the best boss lately. I've been a little distracted by some personal drama.
Drama is right. Days after appearing on our show, Kylo killed his dad, cut his mentor in half, fired upon his mother's spacecraft, and is now obsessed with finding a young Jedi named Rey. So Kylo's going back undercover to get things on track, but this time as Randy, an entry-level intern.
Time to get a fresh perspective. Let's intern.
She put it on the wrong side.
Hidden cameras were placed all over the ship, and no one knows Randy is really Kylo Ren.
Hey, guys, I'm Randy, the new intern. Okay, Boomer. Right? Okay, Boomer.
All right.
So, hey, what do you guys think? When Kylo Ren offers Rey his hand for the second time, do you think she'll take it?
Who cares?
I do.
Okay.
So I've learned all the interns here do all the bitch work. Clerical stuff, food and drink orders, droid wrangling.
Stop moving.
Excuse me. You know who's in charge of fuel invoices?
Oh, yeah, I think you're looking for these nuts.
There he is. Said no one. Everyone's been really nice so far. Some more than others.
The fleet is amassing on Exegol.
One blue star milk.
That's mine, with Sarlacc cream, yes?
I'll go back.
Don't go back. Straws? Great. We'll just suck it out of the little hole in the top. Thank you, Randy. Goodbye. Bye now. Goodbye.
Oh, my God. Are you okay?
That new intern's Kylo Ren, right?
Those starship tray B. I just did that.
It thinks the tray is empty.
He broke another printer. And did you hear he killed some admiral? Earlier he came up to me and was like so in my face. He aggressed me.
That night, Kylo is invited to Friday's fun day drinks in the intern office.
What's wrong?
Oh, something. I applied to be a fighter pilot, and the director, he was like, the only way for a woman to fly cockpit is a direct order from Kylo Ren. Like, that'll ever happen.
The culture here needs to change. Everybody deserves a shot. If I can be a small part of that change, I will. Congratulations.
I'm so happy right now.
Maybe one of these days you'll be as good a pilot as Kylo Ren.
Kylo Ren? No, I want to fly like Luke Skywalker.
now you'll die like him too. Okay, Boomer? Well, how'd it go? I'd say pretty good. Oh, I made 4 new friends and only killed one of them. I'd say that's a pretty good start.
Gotta love that ratio. I made 4 new friends and I only killed one.
That's a 75%.
Yeah, that's 5. All right. Thank you, Raconteur, Hatter, and Deborah Lee for all calling, contributing, and sharing. Stay tuned. Next week, I believe tentatively on Wednesday, will be the Warlock show. It may or may not change. We'll see. That's going to be a lot of talking, so I don't have any clips for that. I have a mid, so don't worry. I'm going to have like a little nice cool down time. I have a parody that I'd like to do, and other than that, we are hanging out and talking about Warlocks. I may bring a couple titties from Zelda, because I may, the heck, because they had a wonderful Warlock in there, but we'll see. thank you guys so much, and I'm going to play us out. And I already talked about the closing music because it was the same as the opening music, the same, of course, John Williams. Thank you guys so much, and have a beautiful day.
Tonight, feel better.
Tomorrow.
Yep,
thank
you
so much. Thank you. All right, see you. Bye.
Night.
Bye.